This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The French group Doctors Without Borders, which won the Nobel Peace Prize 2 years ago, has condemned U.S. airdrops of food and medicine in Afghanistan as military propaganda. In a statement, the group said today the action is designed to make international opinion accept the U.S.-led military operation. President Bush has allocated $320 million for humanitarian relief in Afghanistan. NPR's Guy Raz filed this report from Ramstein Air Force Base in southern Germany as the U.S. pilots were returning home from their missions.
Two dozen soldiers filed out of the giant C-17 cargo planes as they returned to Ramstein on a windy and rain-drenched afternoon. The men and women who took part in the mission walked down the aircraft's steel stairway, slapping fives and exchanging hugs. The mission commander, Colonel Robert Allardyce, called it historic.
This unprecedented mission to deliver aid to the Afghan people was both very difficult and challenging, and required us to drop relief supplies under combat conditions from an altitude higher than we've ever done this before.
Allardyce declined to comment on whether either aircraft came under fire. He did, however, say it was a highly risky operation. The two C-17s dropped 35,000 bright yellow packets of food called HDRs, or humanitarian daily rations. The mission's deputy commander, who was not identified for security reasons, said the planes took off Sunday afternoon from Ramstein Air Force Base.
The mission we just flew was a first ever. Yesterday, about this time, we took off, and we flew about 3,000 miles each way in the middle of the night.
Once the cargo planes reached Afghanistan, they headed toward targeted positions above the southern and eastern part of the country. Colonel Allardyce said targets were chosen on the recommendation of USAID, which determined the best locations to drop the packets.
To maximize the accuracy, we took into account where the people who needed the supplies were, potential threats in the area, wind conditions from altitude on down to the ground. Our goal was to get the aid to the right people without putting them at undue risk.
No messages were placed inside the packets, and no medical supplies were dropped. The only indication that the packets came from the United States was a message printed on the outside.
The message on the outside reads, "A gift from the people of the United States of America," and then it briefly describes what the contents of the container is.
Contents which include vegetarian ready-to-eat food, like rice and beans and barley stew. The idea behind the airdrop, said Colonel Allardyce, is to convince the Afghan people that the U.S.-led campaign against terror is not targeted at them, and that once the mission is completed, they will be provided for. But a World Food Program official in Pakistan says his organization had to suspend food shipments totaling some 700 tons per day because of the airstrikes. If the U.S. program of humanitarian airdrops does not exceed that amount, then the Afghan population will actually be suffering a net loss of food aid. Guy Raz, NPR News, at Ramstein Air Base in southern Germany.